Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The High Court's decision is a dangerous political play that will jeopardize the lives of women for years to come. In St. Louis County, we do not prescribe to these dangerous beliefs. That's why I will support the County Council proposal to designate at least $1 million in ARPA funds to offer logistical support, including childcare and transportation, to those who need access to abortion services.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. You know that voice, County Executive Sam Page there, a medical doctor fully in support of aborting unborn children and now calling for the use of taxpayer money to accommodate that service moving forward because he didn't like the Dobbs decision. Glad you're back with us here. Want to talk about that and what else is going on in Sam Page's office? Well, we can talk about some of what's going on in Sam Page's office, but not all of it, because some of it is apparently rather pornographic. A video was taken somewhere on the top floors of the county executive offices that was distributed to some people. It ended up with County Councilman Mark Harder. Somebody sent it to him, and he forwarded it to the county police, right? And now there's a Missouri State Highway Patrol investigation ongoing, and related, Cal Harris, the chief of staff for Sam Page, resigned abruptly on Wednesday. And the Post-Dispatch this morning is reporting that's because Harris was the guy in the video, videotaping it. So that all happened this week to set up what's going on in St. Louis County Council. And we have Councilman Mark Harder from District 7 on the phone this morning. And, Mark, I understand because there is an active law enforcement investigation going on here, this is not a story that you're commenting on anymore, correct?
No, I'm not, Mark. And you know, like you said, because of the sensitive nature, and it is an ongoing investigation, I've been told not to comment other than the press release that I put out yesterday.
Yeah, sounds like Sam Page maybe ought to be holding news conferences talking about what's going on in his office instead of how to use taxpayer money to support abortion.
That would probably be a good use of the time, and I hope he does come out and say something about this. There's been a pretty much crickets coming from his office about this situation, so hopefully he'll comment on this at some point in time.
So it was a 4-3 vote this week. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I know that it wasn't it was only a resolution, I believe. But the Democrats pushed through this resolution basically saying we're going to spend $1 million on helping accommodating people who need help getting abortions. How in the world is that legal?
Well, first off, it wasn't a resolution. We haven't even voted on it yet, but it will probably come up this coming Tuesday. But that's Lisa Clancy in conjunction with Mr. Page came up with that, and she communicated that thought to the rest of the council last Tuesday via a communication, written communication. So she'll have some legislation on the agenda probably for this coming Tuesday.
Well, just to explain, what I was talking about, there was a 4-3 vote on a resolution condemning the Supreme Court decision, and then secondarily, there's going to be something put forward by Clancy on setting aside money, $1 million, to help women get abortions in other states, correct?
Yes, that will probably come forward this coming Tuesday. And as you said, I don't know how that could even be interpreted as an acceptable expenditure or a way of using this money. The ARPA money came from the federal government, and it was to be used to rebuild our communities and to rebuild our society based on, because of COVID. And how this applies in that regard, I'm not sure. I'm hoping that the federal government or state government will talk about this and maybe weigh in and kind of hopefully burst their bubble that this can't be used for that. So they will be the arbiter and judge on this when it comes to that. But I just can't see this as a acceptable expense.
Well, I hope
in any time.
I hope there's somebody up there with an objective point of view on it in the federal government. I couldn't see the Biden administration daring to criticize them over this. But Lisa Clancy was quoted as saying this is part of reproductive justice. Okay, well, make that argument if you want. It still has nothing to do with COVID, which is why this money was sent to the county.
Correct. And so, and I think in the emails that I'm getting and phone calls, I think a huge majority of people already see that and see that that is what it was supposed to be used for, at least in spirit. The regulations were very vague from the federal government, but even in a vague regulations, this should not apply.
Wow, interesting time. Should be an interesting council meeting this coming week. Is it going to be virtual?
Yeah, we're going to be virtual, and it'll be virtual until September after the primary, which is very very interesting. It's because our council chamber is undergoing ADA requirements and changes to the setting.
So renovation, in other words?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we're going to be virtual, and that's going to be awkward, I think, again. But we still will be able to have citizen comments, and we encourage everybody that can do it to tune in and give their comments on this and what's happened and what will probably happen in the coming weeks. So stay tuned. It's always something new every day in St. Louis County. It's crazy. I've never seen this like this before. It's very I can't say, but
disturbing, particularly when you get videos like the one that was forwarded to your office the other day. I can imagine.
It's funny because, you know, we get calls from time to time on different matters and people that, you know, want to stay anonymous, but they have a concern over this or that from this administration, and we've got to handle it in a sensitive manner. You know, we try to pass, myself and Rita Days, a bipartisan whistleblower package because of this, and we wanted to give protection to people that that, you know, wanted to talk to us. And it's funny that Mr. Page vetoed that 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Until we finally, it will be on the ballot in August. So the people of St. Louis County will be able to vote on that whistleblower package to change our charter. And so I encourage everybody to get out and vote in August. That will be on the ballot, and to give some people that want to come forward the right to come forward without jeopardizing their job or anything else. So we hope that people will pass that.
Mark, thank you. When Sam Page on his campaign website promises transparency, sex videos are not exactly what we had in mind.
No comment.
All right. Mark, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Yep, thank you very much. I know the Page campaign didn't produce the thing, but his chief of staff apparently, according to this, the Post-Dispatch reporting, was and has now resigned as a result of that investigation. We'll find out if the patrol believes anything criminal took place as part of that. I don't know. It would be the distribution of it, I think, that would be the criminal aspect. We'll find out where they go with it. Coming up, we will have John Wood on the air. He is the former United States Attorney for the Western District of Missouri and is now announced he's running as an independent for Senate in the state of Missouri in November. He's coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, I don't think the Missourians are going to be much interested in having Nancy Pelosi's handpicked prosecutor representing our state. That just, you know, I mean, maybe in New York or Massachusetts or California, but not in the state of Missouri.
That was current Missouri Senator Josh Hawley on this program yesterday when I asked him what he thought about an independent, John Wood, running for Senate in November in the state of Missouri. And this morning, Mr. Wood is joining us here to talk more about his decision to run. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be with you. And I just have to comment on what Senator Hawley said. He seems to misunderstand what my role is with the committee. I was far from being picked by Nancy Pelosi. I was picked by Republican Liz Cheney, a longtime friend who I've known since the Bush administration. So I'm a Republican who's running an independent campaign. I am not a Nancy Pelosi person. I can assure you that. In fact, part of why I want to go to the Senate is to help stop the Biden, Schumer, Pelosi agenda.
So you're running. You are a Republican. You've said you, but you, instead of getting involved in the Republican primary and mixing up your ideas with Eric Schmidt and Eric Greitens and you know, Hartzler and Long and all the rest of them, you've opted not to do that. Why?
Well, unfortunately, the Republican primary has become really like a race to the bottom to see who can be the most divisive and the most extreme. And, you know, unfortunately, that seems to be working, as evidenced by the fact that Eric Greitens seems to be leading in most of the recent polls. And this is even after his ex-wife came out with the allegation of domestic abuse against him. So I decided that rather than engage in a race to the bottom to try to be the most extreme and the most divisive, I was going to be true to who I really am, which is I'm a mainstream traditional conservative. And I think that's going to really resonate in the general election. It might not work in a primary election where being divisive and extreme will appeal to a small sliver of the base. But I believe that in a general election, I'm going to be the only mainstream candidate, and I think that's going to resonate with people. People are tired of all of the fighting in Washington. You know, I heard just right before you introduced me, you all played an advertisement for Eric Schmidt. It was all about how he's going to go to Washington and fight. And I know that may sound appealing to people at first. Yeah, we want somebody who's going to fight for us. But aren't people kind of tired of all the fighting? Aren't people tired of people just going to Washington and being obstructionists and trying to blow the place up? I know it's easy to you know, go on the radio and criticize Washington because a lot of things need to be fixed in Washington. But don't you want somebody who's going to be constructive and go there and try and fix things rather than just blow everything up?
Well, John Wood, our guest, he's running as an independent for Senate in Missouri. You know, the first time I ever met Eric Schmidt was in John Danforth's backyard when he first announced that he was going to run for the Senate in the state of Missouri many years ago. Clearly now, former Senator Danforth is has decided that he doesn't like Josh Hawley, who he supported, and he no longer likes Eric Schmidt. Schmidt is leading in the latest poll I saw from Remington Research. What's your issue with him?
I saw that poll, but most of the polls that I've seen still have Eric Reitens leading. And so, you know, I don't want to be focusing right now on Eric Schmidt or Vicky Hartzler or McCloskey or anybody else. This is about offering a mainstream alternative in the general election. I think whoever comes out of the Republican and Democratic primaries is going to be somebody who's going to be very divisive and extreme, whether they really believe those things or they're just acting that way because they think they need to in order to win an election. Either way, it's not what Missourians want.
I just want to play just a clip here real quick. If my computer's up over here, Frank, here we go.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney delivered last night at the Reagan Library.
I'm a conservative Republican, and I believe deeply in the policies of limited government, of low taxes, of a strong national defense. I believe that the family is the center of our community and of our lives.
So that's Liz Cheney speaking yesterday at, at the Reagan Library, I believe. You were her senior investigative counsel on this J6 committee. Do you believe Donald Trump caused an insurrection in Washington, D.C.?
I believe that he significantly contributed to it. The investigation's still ongoing, and one of the things they need to look at is how much responsibility, whether it's legal responsibility or moral and ethical responsibility, he has. But clearly, his words in his speech right before the attack on the Capitol inflamed things, and then he failed to do enough to try to stop it once it started. And you heard that in Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony just a couple of days ago. And so I do think that Donald Trump bears some responsibility for what happened, and I think the investigation will continue to try and figure out how much and whether other people are responsible as well. It's not just about Donald Trump.
But weren't you worried at all? I mean, serving as Cheney's legislative counsel there, that there, I mean, I know she's a Republican and Kinzinger technically is a Republican, but McCarthy didn't appoint any of those folks. Nancy Pelosi rejected them all. How can that be a fair committee?
That committee needed Republicans who are willing to stand up and take the political hit in order to do what's right for the country. And so, you know, Liz Cheney lost her leadership position because she was willing to stand up and speak the truth about what happened on January 6th. Now she's facing a tight primary battle. And so I knew going into it that maybe doing that wouldn't be good for my career, particularly if I ever wanted to run for office. But it was the right thing to do. And that's the way I've decided to live my life, is just do what I think is right and not worry about what the political consequences might be. And I applaud Liz Cheney for doing that. And I thought that clip you just played of her was spot on. She is a conservative Republican. And all those things that she believes in about a strong national defense and limited government, I believe in as well.
Okay. And you accept then that in her home state, she's down by 30 points against her primary opponent. In Missouri, Donald Trump won Missouri by 17 or 18 points in the last general election. So when you run as an independent against whoever the Republican nominee is, is the point here to split the party? And, I mean, isn't that increasing the odds that the Democratic candidate becomes the next senator from Missouri?
No, I think it increases the odds that I'll become the next senator from Missouri. The goal here is not to split the party. The goal here is to elect a conservative who's within the mainstream and represents the views and values of Missouri voters. Some people say, because I'm a Republican, I'm going to take votes away from the Republican nominee. But other people say, Greitens is going to be the nominee, and they'll split into two camps, the pro-Greitens camp and the anti-Greitens camp, and I'm going to split the anti-Greitens vote. So, I hear different things about how I'm going to impact the other candidates. I've decided not to worry about that because the goal here is not to be a spoiler. It's to win this election because I think I'm going to be the only candidate in the general election who's going to represent the views and values of Missouri voters.
John Wood, listen, thank you for the conversation this morning. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, take care. Appreciate that. Okay. So there you heard it from Mr. Wood. He doesn't think that he will split the vote, but he is clearly convinced Eric Greitens will be the Republican candidate out of the primary. I don't know that that's clear right now. I thought that for a long time, but this poll the other day has me wondering what the impact might be. And we don't have a Donald Trump endorsement yet in this Senate race. So I'll get to your phone calls on this coming up here. Next, though, we're going to check in with our buddy Griff Jenkins down on the border. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We need to spur the transition to green shipping.
He summoned a mob to Washington.
It has been my great honor to participate as a judge.
That was a lot of creativity there. Forcibly reporting a crime is a crime.
Traditional Republican views of, my political heroes like Ronald Reagan and Jack Danforth.
But not in the state of Missouri.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Isn't Eric Adams like one of the biggest disappointments ever? I really expected more out of that guy. Former cop, but he's just a hard left progressive like everybody else that runs New York City. They had a 20-year-old woman pushing a baby stroller in an expensive part of Manhattan was executed yesterday by somebody who ran up behind her, put a gun to the back of her head, and blew her brains out, effectively, didn't hurt the baby, and then ran off and escaped. And Eric Adams holds a news conference condemning the violence and blaming the gun. This is because of the proliferation, and it's easy to get guns, he said. Really? First of all, they have no idea who the suspect was. They have no idea if it was a domestic. They have no idea what the motivation was behind the crime. But the problem must be the gun. They never disappoint you. I mean, the left will never disappoint you. They default to the same ridiculous arguments all the time. All right, let me get to a couple of the comments here while we're waiting on Griff Jenkins to join us from my conversation that I had just a minute ago with John Wood. What did you think about that? What was your reaction to him? Like, sometimes, here's my point of view from as a host. Sometimes, instead of getting in an argument with someone, it's best just to give them enough rope to tell you what they believe. That's what I was trying to elicit from John Wood. I don't agree with him on the J6 committee. I don't agree with him on Liz Cheney being a conservative. I don't agree with him on the fact that an independent is somehow going to draw out moderate Republicans in the general election against Eric Schmidt. What they're going to do is split. I don't agree with him on a lot of what he said, but I wanted to give him a chance to answer those questions, and I think he did. I think that he answered the questions that you probably had, but, you know, a lot of people chimed in here. Not impressed with John Wood. Sue, this was her comment. Sue Dinstbach, I think, here on Facebook. Not for fixing D.C. We're tired of the fighting, but we have to do something to save our nation from progressives. She's afraid John would want to roll over to that. We don't need another McConnell, McCain, or Ryan, Bobby pointed out on here. Somebody else, Bobby, said that guy made me mad. It's going to cost Missouri a Republican seat. I have a number of disagreements with Mr. Wood on his positions here, but at the end of the day, I think of it as a boxing ring. And in this case, the primary is a cage match, and only one person's going to come out of the cage. If you believe that if you have the strength of your convictions, if you believe that your ideas are the best ideas, don't be afraid to step into the public arena and tell us what they are within the context of our cage. The Democrats have their own cage. And Lucas Kuntz and Bush Valentine will battle it out with their ideas for whoever's the most palatable to the progressives and who run the Democratic Party these days. And on the Republican side, you can have the Dave Schatz, who describes himself as a more of a Ronald Reagan protege. I saw one of his ads the other day. Or you have Mark McCloskey. Or you have Billy Long. You have Vicky Hartzler, Eric Greitens, Eric Schmidt. You got all these people who represent a variety of different ideas. Why, John Wood, would you not want to participate in that arena? That's what I don't understand. What are you afraid of? Well, it's disintegrated into the you know, what is it? Is it too conservative? Is that it? If your ideas are good enough, people will support you. If you believe what you believe in is reasonable, go to the debates, have the conversation, run the ads, and let the Republicans decide who their candidate's going to be. If there are all these so-called moderate, middle-of-the-road Republicans out there hungry for somebody other than Eric Greitens, that'll show up at the polls on August 2nd. The alternative to that is you run in November, and all the people that were going to vote for Eric Greitens or Eric Schmidt are still going to vote for Eric Greitens or Eric Schmidt. And you might siphon off a few Democrats or moderate Republicans unhappy with, because you know what will happen, and some people have said this all along, if Eric Greitens gets the nomination, millions of dollars will be spent by the Democrats to try to beat him up over these allegations that were never proven. They were only ever allegations. Criminal charges were dropped. The people involved in it committed their own crimes in bringing the charges, ethical violations and otherwise. Some of that stuff's still pending. None of that will matter. They're going to beat him up over it, and they're going to try to make him seem like some sort of a right-wing extremist, like the video he released last week, right? Timing may not have been great, but there's not a single person that watched that. I agree with him completely. There's not a single supporter of Eric Greitens who watched that, who walked away thinking they were going to go get a gun and kick in the front door of some person they didn't think was Republican enough and shoot them. That's stupid. That was a stupid argument. But people, it's a political season. People latch onto things like that. They try to make their own political points. I understand that. In that environment, with $20 million of John Danforth's money and all these other people that are going to be sending money in from out of state to John Wood, they'll be able to go on TV and it'll be the Democrat beating up on the Republican candidate, and it'll be the Republican, supposedly John Wood, beating up on the Republican candidate. And it's going to split the vote. And what it does is increase the likelihood that we're going to have another Claire McCaskill in Washington, D.C. You know that as well as I know it. It's going to be like Ross Perot in the election between George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. That's what we're going to get. We're going to get a split vote, and the Democrat is going to walk back into that seat. Do you really want to listen to this again?
It really is time for the people of America to take up pitchforks.
Is that what you're looking for? Because that's really the direction that we're heading. I see it already. That's where this is going, and I can't believe it, but if he gets 10,000 signatures between now and August 1st, guess what? He's on the ballot. So I'll get to a break here. 314-241-9797. I believe we will hear from Griff Jenkins here at some point. I think he might have had a hit on Big Fox because he is down at the border for them. We'll see if we can get him on the phone coming up. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Say President Trump weighs in and it's not you. Do you need him to endorse you?
No, I don't. I think there's a good chance he's going to end up endorsing Eric Greitens even in the primary. And if not, if Greitens gets the nomination, I'm sure President Trump is going to endorse him. And that's going to carry some weight with some people. But I think there are a lot of people who voted for President Trump that will vote for me in the general election.
That's John Wood. He believes that, apparently. I don't think so. I don't think you can be the investigative counsel for Liz Cheney and get anybody who supports Donald Trump to vote for you. I'm not sure that's ever going to happen. Let me get to the phones here real quick. Bob, welcome into the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. I've been watching politics since 1960, and the Republicans, except for Reagan, have had a penchant for blowing things, and they're right about ready to do it again. We blew the election in 2020 because of this Trump bragging about everything and being a moron. Nobody voted for Biden. They voted against Trump. Now Missouri, now we have the best chance to really have a Republican landslide in this November. And, man, here it goes. We got 4 months to blow it. This guy Wood, you are exactly on target. He's going to split the vote. I don't care what he says in an interview. I'm surprised that Danforth doesn't see that. I'm ashamed that Danforth.
Unless it's what Danforth wants. He doesn't. He wants to deny Eric Greitens or Eric Schmidt or Hartzler or Long from getting into that office. He'd rather have a Democrat. I believe that. I really do.
Well, it's the Republicans got 4 months to blow it, and I just hope they don't.
Bob, thank you. Thank you for the call. Let me get to a couple other folks here. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I know you got them stacked up, so I'll get right to it. First of all, Mr. Wood said moderate, 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 and then he said conservative. So he must be aware of time spent listening because you can't be a moderate and a conservative. And he's not going to obstruct. Well, if you're not going to try to block what the extreme left who's running our country is doing, we don't need you. He was supported by a rhino. We worked for a rhino. Liz, like you said, she's trailing 30 points, and he's just a rhino.
Yep. Jeff, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Kirby, you're the last one up. I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Is that for Kirby?
Kirby, go ahead. I got about a minute.
Yeah. Hey, you're right on. I know I'm taking a risk of you not being able to put your hat on your head, but that's all this guy is. He's there to split the vote. They're so scared that they're going to lose the Senate that they'll do anything to keep to get a Democrat to take that seat.
Yeah, Kirby, I appreciate you calling in, my friend. Thank you for that. You got to wonder. There's a lot of money that's come into this campaign. Business Insider described it as outside money funding the John Wood for Senate campaign, and the Danforth people admitted in an article that they didn't know where all that money came from, but they didn't. It didn't matter because they were going to raise some in the state too, to the tune of $20 million. Sounds a lot like the ranked choice voting with all the money coming in from out of state. I don't know. It's a question worth asking the next time we get John Wood on here, and I'm sure he'll want to come on again. All right, quick. We'll get you to Kilmeade coming up here after a quick break, and then the Annie Fry Show at noon. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.